To the editor. Where's the balance? It appears we are entering a very dark time in human history where parents are being discouraged from parenting their children. It seems today we are to leave that to the education system and special interest groups, apparently. The concern seems to focus on what are termed children's rights, with no thought to parents' rights. In my opinion, when a child is living at home with their parents with everything provided for them, parents, not the children, are the ones who should be calling the shots, as long as they are not being abused in any way. Then, if that becomes the case, social services should be stepping in, not other special interest groups. Young children's minds are far too easily manipulated. I am glad that my children and most of my grandchildren are grown adults, but given the actions of today, I really worry about the future of my great-grandchildren. The minds of young children are too easily manipulated by radicals and special interest groups. We have seen that in other countries where children are trained for war and taught to kill as something natural. While that is not the case here, it highlights what I have just said. Sad times, for sure. I was very disappointed with two articles in the February 13 edition of Town and Country on pages 1 and 4, which gave very one-sided thoughts on the recent announcement by Premier Smith and the provincial government's proposed policies on parental rights. Reporters, as I understand it, are supposed to present balance in their articles, with the exception being opinion columns. Neither article presented any balance. It would suggest these are the thoughts of everyone, which hopefully most of us know is not the case. May I suggest that in future, articles such as these represent views from both sides? Les Dunford, Clyde.